This is the listening part of the final examination 2017, level B1, for schools in Lower Saxony. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check the answers. Write your answers on the paper. You must not speak during the test. Now look at part 1. There are 5 questions in this part. You will hear 5 short conversations. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. What will the weather be like tomorrow morning?
Weather conditions near the coast are fine today. Lots of sunshine and a light breeze with temperatures around 20 degrees. No rain is expected over the next few days, but be careful when driving in the morning. Temperatures will drop to about 10 degrees overnight, so there might be a chance of fog.
The third picture is correct, so there is a tick in box C. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. How does the hotel guest access the internet?
I need the internet for my computer.
No problem. Just plug the Ethernet cable into your computer and you're good to go.
That's a problem. My laptop has no Ethernet port. It's wireless only.
Well, we have some alternatives if you're interested.
Go ahead. I'm all ears.
We have 2 computers on the 2nd floor.
That's great. How much is it?
It's absolutely free to guests, except for printing, of course.
What about the other alternatives?
You could use your wireless right here in our lobby.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Now listen again.
I need the internet for my computer.
No problem. Just plug the Ethernet cable into your computer and you're good to go.
That's a problem. My laptop has no Ethernet port. It's wireless only.
Well, we have some alternatives if you're interested.
Go ahead. I'm all ears.
We have 2 computers on the 2nd floor.
That's great. How much is it?
It's absolutely free to guests. Except for printing, of course.
What about the other alternatives?
You could use your wireless right here in our lobby.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Two. What's for homework?
So, are there any questions?
Are we supposed to do the rest at home?
Well, you actually ought to be finished with the reading task by now, aren't you?
So, there's no homework today?
Yeah, you wish. You still have to write the letter to the travel agency. You didn't really think you'd get your afternoons off, did you? See you tomorrow, everybody.
Too bad. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Now listen again.
So, are there any questions?
Are we supposed to do the rest at home?
Well, you actually ought to be finished with the reading task by now, aren't you?
So there's no homework today?
Yeah, you wish. You still have to write the letter to the travel agency. You didn't really think you'd get your afternoons off, did you? See you tomorrow, everybody.
Too bad. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Three. What are the teenagers going to do this weekend?
So, what should we do this weekend? Is there anything special?
Well, there's the comic convention at the fairgrounds. That sounds fun.
Ugh, comics. That's so boring.
There's also an outdoor music festival by the lake.
But isn't it supposed to rain the whole weekend?
We can watch our school's volleyball team play. I heard they are pretty good.
Sport sounds even more boring than comics. I think I'll go look for my raincoat and umbrella then.
Okay, fine with me.
Now listen again.
So, what should we do this weekend? Is there anything special?
Well, there's the comic convention at the fairgrounds. That sounds fun.
Ugh, comics. That's so boring.
There's also an outdoor music festival by the lake.
But isn't it supposed to rain the whole weekend?
We can watch our school's volleyball team play. I heard they are pretty good.
Sport sounds even more boring than comics. I think I'll go look for my raincoat and umbrella then.
Okay, fine with me.
Four. Where did Joe move?
Hey, do you know where Joe is? Is he ill?
You haven't heard? He's moved away.
Really? I thought he would only move to another apartment in his street and stay at our school here in Boston.
No, his mom got a new job in Manhattan, so they moved away.
Really? Joe lives in New York now?
No, they couldn't afford the rent there. But they found a place in New Jersey, only a few miles away from New York City.
Oh no, poor Joe.
Now listen again.
Hey, do you know where Joe is? Is he ill?
You haven't heard? He's moved away.
Really? I thought he would only move to another apartment in his street and stay at our school here in Boston.
No, his mom got a new job in Manhattan, so they moved away.
Really? Joe lives in New York now?
No, they couldn't afford the rent there. But they found a place in New Jersey, only a few miles away from New York City.
Oh no, poor Joe.
Five. What can the guest do during his stay?
DoubleTree Hotel reservations? May I help you?
Yes, I would like to book two double rooms for my family.
All right. For which dates, please?
Next weekend, 18th May, for two nights.
Let me check if we have two rooms available then. Oh yes, we do. May I have your name, please?
Dylan Carpenter. By the way, do you have any golf courses nearby?
Sure, there's one within walking distance. And we also have an indoor pool, a gym, and a tennis court.
Sounds good. Shall I send you a deposit?
You don't have to. You can pay upon arrival. Please be sure to arrive before 8 p.m. on your check-in date. Oh, I've just remembered that the golf course will be closed for maintenance that weekend. Sorry about that.
Now listen again.
DoubleTree Hotel reservations? May I help you?
Yes, I would like to book two double rooms for my family.
All right. For which dates, please?
Next weekend, 18th May, for two nights.
Let me check if we have two rooms available then. Oh yes, we do. May I have your name, please?
Dylan Carpenter. By the way, do you have any golf courses nearby?
Sure, there's one within walking distance. And we also have an indoor pool, a gym, and a tennis court.
Sounds good. Shall I send you a deposit?
You don't have to. You can pay upon arrival. Please be sure to arrive before 8 p.m. on your check-in date. Oh, I've just remembered that the golf course will be closed for maintenance that weekend. Sorry about that.
This is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 6 to 11. Listen to the following conversation between Ashley and Mark about Mark's first day at his exchange school. For questions 6 to 11, tick the correct box A, B or C. The first question is an example. Now you have 30 seconds to look at part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. You will listen to a conversation between Mark from Hildesheim and Ashley from Chicago. Ashley is a student at Naperville High School. Mark is going to attend Naperville High as an exchange student. Ashley wants to show him around his new school.
Hey, Mark. Nice to meet you. How are you doing? It's so exciting that you're spending a year with us here. Welcome to Naperville High, home of the Wildcats.
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? Wildcats? What's Wildcats? Real animals?
No, that's our school mascot. Look here, you find it everywhere. On our jerseys, in the gym, and even on our schedule. The Wildcat is black and blue, our school's colors. By the way, this is your schedule.
Oh, I see, my timetable. Where are all the other days?
Oh, you have the same classes every day. School day starts at 8. Your first period is English, starting at 8:15, followed by government and then algebra before you have your lunch break in the cafeteria.
Government and algebra, are those school subjects?
Oh, yeah, government is all about politics. Kind of boring, if you ask me. And algebra is actually math. And oh, I forgot to tell you, your day starts with homeroom. That's where you meet with your homeroom teacher. They check your attendance, and then we honor the flag of the United States with the Pledge of Allegiance. I guess you don't have to do that since you're German.
Really? In Germany we don't do that. We start our lessons right away. And what about in the afternoon?
Oh, you can choose what you want to do. There's stuff like arts, music, creative writing, sciences, and PE. You pick two of them. After that, there are clubs, but those are totally optional. I play soccer on the girls' team, but hey, we're looking for new members for our cheerleading squad. Happen to be interested? Well, there's loads more to do. There are clubs for nearly everything. Here's a brochure with all the activities. You'll also find our school rules in it. Do make sure you stick to our dress code.
Oh, why? What is your dress code?
Wear your pants up around your waist, not hanging off your hips. And don't wear a hat in the classroom. You also can't wear muscle shirts and stuff like that. For girls, the rules are even stricter.
Ah, okay, good to know. Will I see you in any of my classes?
Probably not. I'm a senior, so I'm in year 12. This is my final year now. And you're going to be a junior, 1 year below me. 10th graders are called sophomores, and 9th graders are freshmen. Mark, it was awesome meeting you. Please do get in touch, and also, like, if you need someone to show you around the city or something.
Cool. Thank you very much. Bye.
See you around.
Now listen again.
Hey, Mark. Nice to meet you. How are you doing? It's so exciting that you're spending a year with us here. Welcome to Naperville High, home of the Wildcats.
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? Wildcats? What's Wildcats? Real animals?
No, that's our school mascot. Look here, you find it everywhere. On our jerseys, in the gym, and even on our schedule. The Wildcat is black and blue, our school's colors. By the way, this is your schedule.
Oh, I see, my timetable. Where are all the other days?
Oh, you have the same classes every day. School day starts at 8. Your first period is English, starting at 8:15, followed by government and then algebra before you have your lunch break in the cafeteria.
Government and algebra, are those school subjects?
Oh, yeah, government is all about politics. Kind of boring, if you ask me. And algebra is actually math. And oh, I forgot to tell you, your day starts with homeroom. That's where you meet with your homeroom teacher. They check your attendance, and then we honor the flag of the United States with the Pledge of Allegiance. I guess you don't have to do that since you're German.
Really? In Germany we don't do that. We start our lessons right away. And what about in the afternoon?
Oh, you can choose what you want to do. There's stuff like arts, music, creative writing, sciences, and PE. You pick two of them. After that, there are clubs. But those are totally optional. I play soccer on the girls' team. But hey, we're looking for new members for our cheerleading squad. Happen to be interested? Well, there's loads more to do. There are clubs for nearly everything. Here's a brochure with all the activities. You'll also find our school rules in it. Do make sure you stick to our dress code.
Oh, why? What is your dress code?
Wear your pants up around your waist, not hanging off your hips. And don't wear a hat in the classroom. You also can't wear muscle shirts and stuff like that. For girls, the rules are even stricter.
Ah, okay, good to know. Will I see you in any of my classes?
Probably not. I'm a senior, so I'm in year 12. This is my final year now. And you're going to be a junior, 1 year below me. 10th graders are called sophomores, and 9th graders are freshmen. Mark, it was awesome meeting you. Please do get in touch, and also, like, if you need someone to show you around the city or something.
Cool. Thank you very much. Bye.
See you around.
This is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3, questions 12 to 17. During your stay in London, you visit the Wildlife Rescue and Ambulance Service one day. Their speaker, Barry Smitherman, gives a short introduction to what the animal shelter is about. Listen to his presentation. For questions 12 to 17, fill in the missing information. The first question is an example. You have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Britain is a nation of animal lovers. Many people have a passion for pets. In 2015, 46% of households in Britain had pets. But here at the Wildlife Rescue and Ambulance Service, we also care about wildlife. London is home to millions of people, but we notice that more and more wild animals have started to look for places to live in the middle of the city. This new life in the city is dangerous for these animals, which are not used to living this close to people. Road traffic accidents, poisoning, and attacks from domestic pets often cause injury. When the animals are first brought in, they often need treatment here at the animal hospital. This hedgehog was attacked by a dog. We treated him with antibiotics and stitched his wounds. He won't be released back into the wild until next year because he is not fit enough yet. Our work here at the WRAS is to care for sick, injured or very young animals, and our staff look after them and then hopefully get them well enough so they can go back into the wild. Most of the people who work at our shelter are volunteers. We are a charity, and to keep the work going, we rely upon your donations, on people coming and visiting us at the centre, and on people adopting one of our animals. All donations, no matter how small, are gratefully welcomed and are used for food, nursing care and rehabilitation of the wild animals and birds, and maintenance of their housing. If you want to help, go to our website, visit us on Facebook, or call 0800 ANIMAL. That's 0800 264 625.
Now listen again.
Britain is a nation of animal lovers. Many people have a passion for pets. In 2015, 46% of households in Britain had pets. But here at the Wildlife Rescue and Ambulance Service, we also care about wildlife. London is home to millions of people, but we notice that more and more wild animals have started to look for places to live in the middle of the city. This new life in the city is dangerous for these animals, which are not used to living this close to people. Road traffic accidents, poisoning, and attacks from domestic pets often cause injury. When the animals are first brought in, they often need treatment here at the animal hospital. This hedgehog was attacked by a dog. We treated him with antibiotics and stitched his wounds. He won't be released back into the wild until next year because he's not fit enough yet. Our work here at the WRAS is to care for sick, injured or very young animals, and our staff look after them, and then hopefully get them well enough so they can go back into the wild. Most of the people who work at our shelter are volunteers. We're a charity, and to keep the work going, we rely upon your donations, on people coming and visiting us at the centre, and on people adopting one of our animals. All donations, no matter how small, are gratefully welcomed and are used for food, nursing care and rehabilitation of the wild animals and birds, and maintenance of their housing. If you want to help, go to our website, visit us on Facebook, or call 0800 ANIMAL. That's 0800 264 625.
This is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4, questions 18 to 24. You will hear a radio program about teenagers and screen time. For questions 18 to 24, decide whether each sentence is true or false. Put a tick in the correct box, true or false. The first question is an example. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome to CHBN FM. Today we're going to talk to Linda McGraham, an expert in the field of teenagers and screen time. Linda, before the show, you told me about the term screenager. Could you tell us exactly what it means?
Well, screenager is a rather new term. It means a teenager who spends a lot of time in front of any kind of screen, like a personal computer, TV, or smartphone.
How much time do teenagers actually spend in front of screens?
That's not so easy to answer. A lot of research has been carried out in recent years. Studies come to slightly different results about how much time teenagers spend in front of screens. One study says that they spend about half the time watching TV that adults do.
Oh, that's quite surprising.
Yes, they only spend 1 hour and 32 minutes watching TV every day. But they spend another 2 to 3 hours using other devices, like their phones, computers, and tablets.
So what are the effects of so much screen time? I imagine that they're worrying.
You're right. They found that the longer a teenager spends using electronic devices, the worse their sleep will be. Teenagers' sleep duration went down steadily as gadget use increased. Looking at illuminated screens just before going to bed sends the wrong signals to the brain, disrupting the teenager's natural body clock, making them more alert and keeping them awake.
Sounds like it's having a serious effect on their health. I'm sure a lot of parents listening right now are wondering what they can do to limit teenagers' screen time.
First of all, you should talk to your children and tell them what screen time does to their body. Also, set times for using electronic gadgets. But of course, you as parents have to set a good example yourselves. Stick to your own rules.
I'm sure this can be challenging to many parents. It would be for me.
Yeah. In addition to gadget-free times, you can also create screen-free places. The bedroom could be one of those, which means that absolutely no screens should be allowed there.
So what if that doesn't work?
Well, the gadget used the most in teenagers' bedrooms is the smartphone. And you can download apps to your child's smartphone to control their screen time. They let you turn off your child's device from your own smartphone.
But that's probably not necessary for the majority of young people, is it?
Well, it depends. Many parents don't see the necessity. However, there is a significant number of teenagers who show signs of addiction to their electronic devices. And for those, a turn-off app is not enough anymore.
So what can the parents of those teenagers do?
There are rehab programs for addicted teenagers in some cities. Even people as young as 12 are treated there. They live in residential units without any electronic devices and are taught face-to-face social skills for at least 2 weeks. That's exactly what those patients have to learn.
All right, Linda, that's very interesting. Now to all our parents listening, if you need any further information, check out our website. You'll find some links there.
Now listen again.
Welcome to CHBN FM. Today we're going to talk to Linda McGraham, an expert in the field of teenagers and screen time. Linda, before the show, you told me about the term screenager. Could you tell us exactly what it means?
Well, screenager is a rather new term. It means a teenager who spends a lot of time in front of any kind of screen, like a personal computer, TV, or smartphone.
How much time do teenagers actually spend in front of screens?
That's not so easy to answer. A lot of research has been carried out in recent years. Studies come to slightly different results about how much time teenagers spend in front of screens. One study says that they spend about half the time watching TV that adults do.
Oh, that's quite surprising.
Yes, they only spend 1 hour and 32 minutes watching TV every day, but they spend another 2 to 3 hours using other devices, like their phones, computers, and tablets.
So what are the effects of so much screen time? I imagine that they're worrying.
You're right. They found that the longer a teenager spends using electronic devices, the worse their sleep will be. Teenagers' sleep duration went down steadily as gadget use increased. Looking at illuminated screens just before going to bed sends the wrong signals to the brain, disrupting the teenager's natural body clock, making them more alert and keeping them awake.
Sounds like it's having a serious effect on their health. I'm sure a lot of parents listening right now are wondering what they can do to limit teenagers' screen time.
First of all, you should talk to your children and tell them what screen time does to their body. Also, set times for using electronic gadgets. But of course, you as parents have to set a good example yourselves. Stick to your own rules.
I'm sure this can be challenging to many parents. It would be for me.
Yeah. In addition to gadget-free times, you can also create screen-free places. The bedroom could be one of those, which means that absolutely no screen should be allowed there.
So what if that doesn't work?
Well, the gadget used the most in teenagers' bedrooms is the smartphone. And you can download apps to your child's smartphone to control their screen time. They let you turn off your child's device from your own smartphone.
But that's probably not necessary for the majority of young people, is it?
Well, it depends. Many parents don't see the necessity. However, there is a significant number of teenagers who show signs of addiction to their electronic devices. And for those, a turn-off app is not enough anymore.
So what can the parents of those teenagers do?
There are rehab programs for addicted teenagers in some cities. Even people as young as 12 are treated there. They live in residential units without any electronic devices and are taught face-to-face social skills for at least 2 weeks. That's exactly what those patients have to learn.
All right, Linda, that's very interesting. Now to all our parents listening, if you need any further information, check out our website. You'll find some links there.
This is the end of the listening part. Good luck for the rest of your examination.